Checking up in the morning, sir. We getting a lot of requests from this fellow Fuquay, whether we have a picture of him or something. He has a TV station in Georgia, and apparently he told the UPI to give him a lot of coverage.
No, I wouldn't. I just say that he's a friend of the governor's who comes here. You see, these are annual visits, a combination of business and work, and as far as Senator Russell's concerned, just a little driving around looking the hills. He doesn't hunt, but we've been doing it since 55. There's not any great momentous, urgent thing about it. Fuquay just happens to be a friend of the governor's that Senator Russell asked last year, that came down with him last year, and also one this year, and I would hardly know him if I were you, and just say that I don't know. All I know is that he's one of a few that have been coming in recent years, past years, and he's the same fella that you had last year.
Yeah.
And just play it down as much as you can and not know any more about it than you do. And we talked about some of the base closings with the governor and with Senator Russell, and and Senator Talmadge, and we talked about some economic policies. We talked about the strength of the armed services. Russell's going to be spending the next several days working on matters that he'll take up at the beginning of the session on our forces, their strengths, the budget, the defense budget, and so forth. He gave us his views on that. And we just drove around a little in the car late afternoon, through the fields. He didn't do any hunting. We just talked. And, it was a rather colorless meeting and not anything of great moment. I worked most of the day and most of the night.
No.
I don't want to put any unusual emphasis on that. But, this Sigma Chi thing disturbs me a little bit. They're quarreling about our not having enough notice before their press conferences and about the way defense and state handle things and how we handle them. And I don't think they quite acted right giving it the papers before we get it, although it might have been in our shop for a month. I don't know. Do you know anything about it?
No, sir. I have not seen it in advance. This, of course, is one of the squawks that you get out of some of the smaller bureaus in Washington. I've never felt it was completely justified, but it's there nevertheless. The only real answer to it, I think, is that in the coming year, the press conference should be mixed up, as we did mix them up last year pretty much until the campaign came along, where you couldn't really hold too many press conferences during a campaign, and you couldn't hold any televised press conferences anyway.
Well, let's study very carefully today. Let's get the text of their statement and study it, and you confer with Greenfield over to State and
Sylvester
and Defense, and anybody else that you think that might be helpful to you. Maybe somebody at USIA, if you think so. Let's try to make a summary of how many conferences we had. And let's make a point of the fact that we saw them practically every day and were accessible to anybody who wants this.
Right.
Do we have any requests from anybody pending that wants this?
Jack Horner wanted to see you.
Yeah.
And, I have a few back in Washington, but they're all people back in Washington, like Tony Lewis. And
what does Tony Lewis want?
He just wanted to talk to you generally about your plans for the next 4 years, and just sort of get what he describes a general feel of what the administration's going to be. It's in a very friendly mood.
What's he covering?
He's covering a rather wide-ranging run. He'll cover the courts, and he'll cover justice and civil rights, and he's pretty much sort of their lawyer reporter. If they don't pin him down to one agency, except he always covers the court for them when they meet.
All right, anything else?
Yes, I have here the list of the delegation to the inauguration of Díaz Ordaz, which if you've approved it, I'd like to put out.
No, I haven't seen it. Do we want to do that or let state do it? All those people are disappointed. Why don't you just let state do it?
I could, but on the other hand, it is a White House function, and it covers a lot of things besides state. You get Mansfield and Ambassador Freeman, Senator Morse, Kegel, Aiken, Representative Selden of Alabama, Dare of Indiana, Tom Mann, and Danny Levinow. I'll be leaving Washington on Friday. I'm scheduled to return following Friday. I'm not, I don't care too much one way or the other. The big story today will be the, obviously, the Belgian Congo.
Only thing is, we promised Mr. and Ms. Brooks from Austin they'd be on it. Then we told them they couldn't be on it because we're nothing but senators. Now the State Department screwed it up and got a bunch of individuals on it, congressmen.
Yeah, but they have nobody from private life.
All right, I guess that's all right. I think it rubs it in their face a little bit. I don't believe we're going to get anything out of it. I think it'll make it lifetime enemy. I'd ask them if it's customary. And
if it's not, I'll have state do it.
Yeah.
I don't care about it one way or the other.
That's what I'd do. Because right there, they'll read it. Otherwise, if it's Washington, they may not ever get down here.
Right. Okay, sir, unless it's almost mandatory.
Ask them if they saw to it, if Tom Mann saw to it, that the Brooks has got an invitation.
Right.
If they didn't, we may have to add them.
Well, okay, sir, we could probably get them an invitation out of Mexico.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I told Tom Mann to do it. Jack, you know whether Tom Mann got him an invitation or not? Brooks's?
Yeah, what, sir?
Do you know whether Tom Mann got the Brooks's an invitation or not?
Yes, sir.
He says it did. So just ask him which one. And I'd get away from the Georgians as quick as I can, and I wouldn't know much about it. Just all you know is that they got up real early this morning, and that they're gone.
Well, is Gronowski coming down tomorrow, sir?
I don't know. Is Gronowski coming tomorrow, George? Jack? I'll have Jack let you know when he knows whether he's coming or not. I don't know. Is Gronowski coming tomorrow, Mr. Valenti? Yeah. And I don't know when we go back. We may, could conceivably go back tomorrow. I don't much think so. But it's conceivable.
Okay, sir. If we do, I'd appreciate knowing as soon as I can because of the difficulty in getting a plane this time.
All right.
Very hard to do.
All right. I'll do it just the moment I know.
I understand, sir.
And is that about it?
That's about it, sir.
Okay.
You bet, sir.